The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I want to give a reminder to all of us, first myself, about the significance of the time that we are just entered. Dhul-Qa'da is the first of the haram months, the very special spiritual months. Kind of lets us know how important, how special this month is. First the birthday of Lady Ma'suma, then the birthday of Imam Ridha. Now she is so special, I would like to talk about her a little bit. She is so special that her grandfather, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he prophesied her birth. This lets you know that this is somebody who's special, who's about to come into this world. That Qum became the haram of the Ahlul Bayt because of Sayyida Ma'suma. Again, there's no time. Each one of these events are so important that it would be nice to talk about. There's no time for us to get a true understanding of her status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let me share an anecdote from her life. So what happens is, once some of the Shia from Qum came to visit Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, and the Imam is in Medina, right? The Imam is living in Medina. The Shia have come from Qum, and they're over there to visit and pay their respects to the Imam. They have two things that they want to do with this visit. One of them is the money of the Imam. Khums is an obligation, brothers and sisters. Our Shia, at that time, they wanted to hand deliver their khums to the Imam, one of the things. The other one was that they also had some important religious questions. Now it so happened that they had traveled all this way and they come to Medina and the Imam's traveling, he's out of town. No luck. They hand the monies over and they leave the questions. They write down, you have a list of questions, religious queries. We would love to get those from the Imam. They give them to the family of the Imam and they had to leave. Hazrat Ma'suma, salamullah alayha, is about 8 or 9 at this time. These people are in a rush. They have to go back. How long does it take to travel from Medina to Qum at that time? You came for your questions. She took that list of questions and answered each and every one of them and then gave them to the brothers. The brothers leave. On the way, they end up meeting their Imam, Imam Kadhim. They met him in the way. And the Imam sees the questions and the answers 100% correct from a girl 8 or 9 years old. And the Imam said 3 times, Fidaha Abuha, may her father be her ransom. That's not a small thing for an Imam to say, may I be sacrificed for you. Now, our greats, our ulama, you should see what they are like when it comes to the haram of Hazrat Ma'suma. Inshallah, you all get the chance to make ziyarah, to go over there to benefit. You hear from Ayatollah Bahjat and others that even if you want to go and visit Imam Ridha, go to Qum. Ask her to talk to her brother on your behalf and vice versa. One of the things that Shaheed Mutahari explains about Allama Tabatabai, just so we can again get an idea of how, what a status this young lady had. He says that Allama Tabatabai, that Arif, he would break his fast by kissing the dhari of Hazrat Ma'suma. How? He, on the month of Ramadan, he would walk from his home. It's going to be close to the time of iftar. Going to go over and break my fast. Before he would break his fast, he would walk from his house to the shrine of Lady Masuma, kiss the dhari, and then he would go back and have his food. These are these kind of people. So I'm hoping, brothers and sisters, that when you do go and visit her, you don't take this as a small, ordinary visit and not ask for your great needs. No, ask for your big needs from Hazrat Masuma, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, there's also a few reminders about the month that I would like us, first of all for myself, but also brothers and sisters, to take advantage of. One of them is that I encourage brothers and sisters this Sunday, if you can, if you have the tawfiq, this Sunday there's a prayer, a very short prayer, but it has amazing spiritual effects, incredible spiritual effects. If you miss it on Sunday, don't abandon hope. Even the rest of the month you can still do it, but ideally if you can, the prayer is the prayer, you can look in Mufatihul Janan, the prayer for the first Sunday of Dhul-Qa'dah. I'll just mention a little bit of some of the rewards, because sometimes what happens, we'll hear the Urafa have told us to do this, it might not strike us at how important this is. So a little bit what we find in the hadith. If you do this prayer, if Allah gives you the tawfiq, on that Sunday you perform it, a voice will call out from heaven, restart your a'mal. Restart your amal. Your tawbah has been accepted. Your sins have been forgiven. One of the malaika will call out from under the throne of Allah, you and your family, meaning your progeny, have been blessed. Another one will call out that, let's say you had khusama. There were people who had problems with you. Maybe you had some haqqunas, things that you didn't do right. People were upset with you. On the day of judgment, they will be pleased with you if you do this prayer. You will die with faith. Your iman, your deen will not be taken away from you. Your grave will be expanded and become full of light. Let's say my parents weren't pleased with me. God forbid, God forbid. We definitely want to make sure the spiritual month that our parents are pleased with us. Let's say my parents passed and they weren't pleased with me, then they will become pleased with me. Allah promises that. And your children will be forgiven for your sake. You do this amal, your children are forgiven. You will have expansive rizq, Allah's provision, in this world and the next. An angel Jibra'il, the archangel, he will say that when the angel of death comes to visit you, comes to take your soul, I, angel Jibra'il, will come with him to ensure that he takes your soul gently. So these are just a few of the blessings of this month. The 23rd, brothers and sisters, if you have the tawfiq, if you can, it's a special day for performing even a short ziyara of Imam Ridha, the 23rd. The 25th of this month is what we call Dahwul Ard. One of the Shia says, I was a little child and I went with my father. We went to visit Imam Ridha alayhi salam, and he told us a little bit about the significance of Dahwul Ard. He said that this is the day, the 25th. That's when Prophet Ibrahim and Isa were born. Nabi Ibrahim and Nabi Isa, alayhim as-salam. He said that the earth appeared from under the Kaaba and it spread, Dahwul Ard, on that day. What should we do on that day? Brothers and sisters, this is one of the 4 days out of the year to fast. Let's say I have a qadha fast from the month of Ramadan, and I want to make it up. You can make it up, a wajib fast on that day, and you get the reward of the mustahab fast. What's the reward for fasting on the day of Dahwul Ard? 70 years of fasting. 70 years of fasting. And of course, the very best thing, because I mean, ghusl, ibadah, those are things that you do on that day. But the very best thing that you and I can do on that day, brothers and sisters, is the ziyara of Imam Ridha alayhi salam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.